From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is traveling to Oslo, Norway, where he will be honored Thursday as the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Peace Prize ceremony comes at an awkward time for President Obama, just over a week after he ordered 30,000 more U.S. troops to the battlefield in Afghanistan. Mr. Obama is expected to speak directly in Oslo about the apparent tension of a wartime president being honored with a Peace Prize. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs suggested the Afghan war is just one component of a broader global agenda that is designed to bring peace and stability.
He is proud that the committee recognized that this nation has once again reemerged in engaging the world in greater pursuits.
The president is expected to speak not only about U.S. leadership in that effort, but also other nations' responsibilities to promote peace. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
U.S. General Stanley McChrystal is scheduled to testify before a House committee Thursday on the war in Afghanistan. McChrystal says the top general in Afghanistan. He says the Obama administration's 18-month strategy is a realistic one.
I don't think there's anything magic about 18 months, but I think that the next 18 months will likely be decisive because it will be decisive in the minds of the Afghan people.
McChrystal says the goal of the president's war policy is to eliminate the middle levels of terror networks like al-Qaeda, rather than focusing only on the senior leaders of the groups. He was speaking in an interview with PBS's Charlie Rose Wednesday. A major winter storm that swept across a dozen states and is being blamed for at least 16 deaths. In the New England area, rain followed heavy snowfall on Wednesday, causing difficult driving conditions. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
Up to 18 inches of heavy wet snow has fallen in some places in northern New England. That's making for tricky road conditions that could get trickier as temperatures drop. Bill Boynton is with the New Hampshire Department of Transportation.
We're always concerned with the first major storm of the year. Even experienced drivers, even lifelong New England residents have some adjustments to make because conditions are not real good out there.
Road crews are out across the region on some New Hampshire highways. They're plowing four abreast, trying to ensure that slush-filled roads don't freeze into washboard conditions. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Five Transportation Security Administration employees have been placed on administrative leave after sensitive guidelines about airport passenger screenings were posted on the Internet. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has told the House Judiciary Committee that the security lapses do not pose a threat to travelers. An assistant secretary told another Senate panel that the Homeland Security Agency has suspended all web postings on such material. This is NPR News. The death toll from a nightclub fire in Perm, Russia, now stands at 124. More than 100 others remain hospitalized, many in critical condition. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The city's fire chief and five of his subordinates have been suspended in the wake of last Friday's deadly blaze at the Lame Horse nightclub in Perm. Four others in connection with the club have been jailed pending an investigation. Officials say that fire inspection records for the venue appear to have been falsified. They say that the club's inspection was approved in 2003 by a man who'd already left his position the year before. As a result, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin are calling for tougher enforcement and a broad review of fire regulations. Russia has been notoriously lax in enforcing fire safety standards since the fall of the Soviet Union. More than 15,000 people die in fires every year across Russia. Senior officials acknowledge that inspections are used as a way to demand bribes from businesses instead of enforcing safety. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
President Obama says Democrats have made critical progress on what he called a creative framework for a final health care overhaul bill. Mr. Obama was referring to a tentative agreement that could resolve the debate on whether to include a so-called public option. Few details have been disclosed, but the proposal announced late Tuesday would lower the age for Medicare eligibility to uninsured Americans over 55, effective in 2011. It also includes a nonprofit national health plan administered by the Office of Personnel Management. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.